Welcome to Heated in the Hedge. This is a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. I'm Shay.
My name's Merlin.
And today, our episode is going to be about energy, vampires, and siphoning.
Yeah.
Basically, you want to explain a little bit, I guess, what that is?
Sure. I would say an energy vampire or someone, or an energy leech, however you would want to say it, is somebody that, in my experience, it's someone that when you've been around the person for too long, you feel like physically, spiritually, and emotionally drained.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't know that's happening until it's already happened.
Right, right. Yeah, to me, like I mean, exactly the same meaning. But to me, like I pretty much would also add to that and say that it can be even to the point that like you are not acting like yourself, you don't feel like yourself, like it can really kind of change your overall mood and personality sometimes.
For sure. Yeah.
Especially if like you don't realize that you are kind of like being energetically drained and that you're kind of like overexerting your energy to the point that really you have none. And so a lot of times we can be finding ourselves in situations where it's really hard to know kind of
where to set up boundaries.
Right, right.
Because sometimes an energy vampire doesn't even realize that they're doing it. You're just
kind of allowing it to happen.
You're allowing it. Yeah, you're exerting yourself too much spiritually for that person. And
patterns, like another thing is like setting up the patterns, like so when you set up like a pattern expectation that people can kind of come to expect from you, it allows for especially like people who don't really have that type of energy in themselves, like they're drawn to you, which makes them want to basically receive and steal that energy that they do not possess from you in order for them to pretty much have that quality. And so you may be asking yourself like, well, what does that mean? So for example, you
what
know
does
let's
that mean?
Yeah, like let's say, you know, let's say that you are an amazing dancer. Let's say maybe you're like a dancer and you've danced your entire life. And then let's say that there is a person who is an amazing singer and they have really great singing qualities, but you don't. So let's say that whenever you go out like with your friends who, you know, maybe they're like, oh, let's go out to karaoke, blah, blah, blah. And so the whole time, like instead of you having a good time, enjoying the mood and allowing other people to really live in and prosper in their energy, you're sitting there kind of like zapping the mood, being like a fuddy-duddy, telling everybody how good you wished you could sing, basically sucking the living energy out of the room.
Yeah.
Trying to snatch that for yourself and pretty much like inhabit that energy because you wished that you could do that, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a really small example of how a lot of us operate.
That's a very Debbie Downer like version of the energy vampire. Like
for sure.
Just
like showing up expecting to have a good time and then you're basically there just to suck the entire energy out of the air. Like what was the point of going if you weren't going to just have a good time?
Yeah.
You know, like that's just one example. And then there's plenty of other examples that I'm sure we're going to go over, but like, what is our next point that we want to really
the next
touch
questions
on?
Are like, what are some personal experiences that we've had?
Yeah.
With energy siphoning or
well, you can start with
energy
that one.
Vampires. Personally, let's see, there's several different kinds, and I would even say like, I'll start off when times that I've allowed it to happen myself. And that's usually if I'm doing any spiritual work with people and I like don't keep that boundary up and I let that person take from me more than I should be giving to them.
Right.
Like doing like divination, like even something as simple as like tarot reading or
just coming to you all the time for a bunch of readings and expecting you to just have that energy to put out.
Yes. Or even just advice, like people that
can't
figure things out for themselves. So it's like every little thing that goes wrong in their life, they come to you about. And there's, I mean, that's cool when people think of you highly enough to come to you, but like there has to be boundaries with that. So that's, I've had situations like that happen. And then people being negative, I used to work with a person that every time I was around that person, like I would just feel like at the end of the day, I would be pissed off and exhausted.
Yeah.
And it would just like completely change who I was being around them for any length of time. So I had to set up physical boundaries and just not be around that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even spiritually, like there's been times doing deity work or spirit work that the spirits that I've been working with have siphoned off of me a little bit too much.
Right.
Like it can happen multiple ways.
That's true. Yeah. People kind of forget that like spiritual work and entities can also play a part in that as well. Especially if you're doing any kind of like energy exchange with others, in any realm, it can really like kind of take from you. I know that I've personally, my experiences have been like when like I get around someone and I just like immediately my energy shifts or like I just know that something is not like kind of like there's something in the energy that's just not allowing me to settle. It kind of feels like almost like anxious energy. If I've been around someone that kind of like really heightens that response in me to feel kind of like anxious and uncomfortable, I know that like the energy is like completely off. And sometimes that can be kind of a lot because you're walking into that situation kind of like with your own energy and expectations like completely separate from the situation, and then once you're in it, it kind of just overtakes you. You can't really help but to get kind of like swept up in whatever's going on, whether that other person in the situation or the other energy in that situation is really asking you to exchange with them. It's not really like a question. It's more so like being just in the space with someone that doesn't realize that they're kind of just like trying to suck everything from everyone, whether they know that or not. But I've had that happen many times. I've also had plenty of situations where it's like someone changing your mood completely based off of like the manipulation they try to play with you. So like, for instance, like if you go and, you know, tell someone like, oh, hey, like this amazing thing happened or blah, blah, blah. And their immediate response is to go like to the negative and say something that's not really very supportive or, and mind you, like that doesn't necessarily mean that they're trying to siphon from you, but more so like for someone to want to like change your mood or energy like is another way of like controlling your energy and trying to siphon off of you in like whatever the energy.
Joy out of a, like well, a I was going to say, potentially.
Yeah, I was going to say changing the energy to like their frequency because some people can only absorb negative energy. Some people can only absorb anxious energy. Some people can only absorb happy energy or, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And, or that at least that's what they gravitate to.
Like that's like somebody, like you have a good idea or something and then somebody
gives
you all of the ways that it could go wrong rather than being supportive in that moment.
Like, yeah.
That's a different type of energy vampire for sure. Yeah.
Because they basically want to like create that chaos in your, in your mind and in your life and in your body, which is essentially basically giving them that frequency that they want to feed off of.
I've found that you get that kind of energy vampire mostly from family members.
Yeah, a lot.
That would rather keep you down where they're at rather than jumping out and like taking a risk and doing something potentially really positive.
For sure. That happens a lot. And I think it happens a lot mainly to people with high frequency vibration. And it's an attempt to bring you to a lower vibration. A lot of people now don't realize that a lot of us are just naturally on low vibrational energy because that's kind of the way that like our gravitational pull has been set up for our world pretty
much. Some people are geared for
like that. The frequency in this, in our airspace is generally low.
Yeah. Well, it's just like any energetic pull, there's positive and negative pulls.
But I feel like that's what I'm saying is like we're pulled towards a negative like side
yeah.
of that energy a lot.
Yeah.
And so when people recognize that you're on a higher frequency than them, a higher vibrational energy, they try to bring you down because they cannot reach that level. Mm-hmm. And then it is kind of like a perpetual cycle of you trying to kind of fight that wave of trying to bring yourself up, and then you kind of being like, man, what is bringing, like, why am I in such a funk? Like, that's why some people will say, like, man, I've been feeling funky lately and I don't know why.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's you having a lot of like residual energy sticking to you from other people.
For sure. Yeah.
Especially like in magical work or energy work or spiritual work or light work. When you're dealing with other people or trying to manipulate other energies, you are allowing yourself to be open to other things to be stuck to you, which can really like drain you, bring you down, put you in a completely different frequency than you're meant to be.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot.
I don't know why you just made me think of it, but like I've noticed that people that work in the medical field, like nurses and people that work in hospitals, they're usually like... usually pretty positive people, but like they get drained super quickly. Like I've noticed they get tired because they're literally in a field of healing.
Yes.
It's physical healing, but like the people that they're around all day,
they're all very negative energies.
Are sponges. They're energetic sponges because they're literally in the hospital to heal, and they're expecting everything from the medical professionals.
Yeah.
As they should, because I mean they're usually in a bad place.
Right.
But yeah, like, I don't know why what you said just made me think of, like, medical professionals.
Well, that maybe...
are usually, like, typically higher vibration people.
Yeah.
But, like, when they bottom out hard because of the people that they professionally, like, work with every day.
Yes. And I was going to say that's kind of bringing me to, like, a thought of an example of, like, when I worked in the hospital. And you would typically see... a lot of people be pretty optimistic, kind of like you were saying, like they do tend to like come into work really optimistic and really like happy about the kind of jobs that they do. However, like once you're in contact with the people and the actual patients and everything that's going on, it can really like mess you up energetically.
For sure.
Because a lot of times like you're dealing with, I mean, especially in a hospital, like you have to realize that you're dealing with all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with racist people, you're dealing with jerks, you're dealing with drunk people, you're dealing with psychotic people that are not in the right mind. Like you're dealing with so much energy sometimes that there's no way for you to not be shaken. Like I had times that I left the hospital after a shift and like was just completely like not myself. Like my energy was just completely like just all shaken up. Because of like the people and the situations that I had to deal with. So I can imagine that like even for high vibrational people, it can be a challenge for sure to reground yourself and recenter yourself in that in that energy when you've been dealing with like a lot of chaos.
Totally. I'm going to rope 3 and 4 into the same question, like okay. 2-part questions, because they kind of like fall right into each other. Have you ever... caught yourself siphoning from someone, and do you believe that there is an appropriate place and time to, I guess, siphon energy from a person or from a situation?
Yeah, so I found myself siphoning from people before, and usually it's whenever I am in a state of need and I'm not able to really like fulfill my own needs. So like, for instance, if I'm feeling kind of like, let's say lonely, down, maybe I'm needing some kind of interaction, because sometimes like I think my social energy, because when you think about it, there's actually something I looked at recently that kind of ties into this, but basically we have a wheel of what makes up our balance in our life. And so there's like social, there's relationships, there's family, there's work balance, and then there's like health and fitness. Like there's a whole wheel of like different parts of your life that make up your energy balance, right? And without one, you're completely imbalanced, or it throws you off, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And I do feel like a lot of times I tend to go to my friends to get the energy that I need for when I want to kind of like pump up my energy and get like more excited energy and more like youthful energy and kind of like playful energy.
Totally.
Because I tend to really live a lot in my serious business handling, like life bubble. Like that's where I'm at. Like, like that's the bubble I live in. I live in a lot of like all work, no play.
Yeah.
And so I do feel like when I want to have like a release of some kind of like tension of like that energy that's been building up, like especially the energy that I like to call like just tension energy, when I've been doing a lot of work, I've been doing a lot of serious things and like I need some type of release. For me, it's like kind of calling up my friends and saying like, hey, like, do you want to go out? Do you want to like go get a drink? Do you want to like go do something fun? Because I'm not a really big go out drinking kind of person, but that's the kind of energy that I turn towards when I really want to release or have a good time or just like kind of touch to my playful side and kind of relax myself. Almost kind of like dropping myself from like that high level of, I guess, what I would like to call like just productivity that I hold myself to. And so like in a lot of ways, I kind of do that. And then in a lot of other ways, I feel like I can tend to sometimes like maybe siphon positive energy from people because I'm a person who I live in a lot of my realness. Like I live in the real world. And so everything to me is so like a matter of fact and like real life, you know? So I look at everything like exactly how it is. And for me, even though I do tend to feel like I'm always kind of looking at like everything like with the glass half full and I'm always like kind of like, you know, silver lining type of energy. I do feel like I can tend to really like weigh myself down with sometimes, especially when something negative is kind of like perpetuating me. It does make me want to seek out that positive from somewhere else. So I will, you know, hit up my friends and then kind of like, you know, complain or try to get out my feelings and things that I want to say to them so I can get validation and for them to kind of like help me uplift that energy and get myself out of that negative funk. But I try to do those in ways that are not damaging to my friends. Like I always try to like make sure that I'm not burying them with something heavy that is going to just, you know, completely ruin their day. But it's like, you know, I try my best to keep it even with not burdening them with the same types of things over and over again. Like if I am going to come to them and be upset about one thing, I'm not going to continue to do that over and over. I want to just kind of like, you know, touch on it, leave it, forget it. But that's how I've experienced it. Like how about you? Like how have you experienced it?
Like in time, like if I've noticed myself in the past, and I mean, even like recently, like I will catch myself being like negative in my thoughts, and it definitely like changes the like energy of the people around me, because I've definitely caught myself in a funk that was making everybody else in a funk, and you just kind of have to be aware of that,
right?
And as far as like places that I think it's appropriate to be energetically siphoning, I would say it's at like rituals, party situations, like anywhere that like there's an open transfer of energy. Like I think are good places. Like I've like been to like rituals before, like magic rituals, and you leave those situations. It's kind of like, I mean, like I had the same situations like back when we used to go to church. Like you leave those spiritual situations or gatherings energized.
Yeah.
And that's definitely, you are absorbing the energy of other people, but I think there should be a balanced trade for sure. Don't ever like take more than you're giving, sort of thing. But yeah, you talking about like needing to get out and like do social stuff. Like I've noticed that like you'll work for like several weeks, and then like out of nowhere you will like go out and like hang out at the bar with your friends for like two or three nights in a row. Like like I see the patterns of like you recharging, because like
gotta let loose some time.
No, I get it. I totally get it. That's totally part of why I've like been pulled towards drinking so much in the past and some of the present. Like,
yeah,
because you have to kind of have that little bit of a don't give a fuck.
Well, I was gonna say maybe it's more like a balance.
Yeah,
like just think about how it is. It's like, okay, if, and I'm not saying it always has to involve substance of any kind, but I'm saying like, for instance, if you're a person who uses like drinking or smoking or any type of like substance for like your relaxing and your, and like what you turn to for your calm and your peace,
mm-hmm.
It can be really difficult, especially if you don't have any other outlets to like let loose. And so you kind of have to allow yourself, like almost kind of like they say, the angel and the devil mm-hmm. on your shoulder. Like you can't live denying yourself of happiness, joy, sometimes recklessness, like things that make you feel happy.
Yeah.
You can't sacrifice all those things just to do the right thing, which is sometimes being responsible or sometimes being a work rat or, you know, doing whatever you're expected to do. You have to allow yourself that balance within for you to be able to balance your own energy as well. You're going to have to find that balance in order for you to feel secure in your own energy and your energy transference, because you have to allow yourself to have that dark and that light, the good mm-hmm. and the bad. Like, yes, I don't like everything about myself, but also I allow myself some slack.
Totally.
I may be a high vibrational type of person, but that doesn't make me perfect. I still have my times where I'm low, times where I am not on my best, times where I do need help and I have to get that from somewhere else.
Totally.
Those things happen a lot, and we all go through it because it's a part of literally like life. There's ups and there's downs.
Mm-hmm. I think a big one for me as far as like a healthy place that I've found I can recharge without sucking the life out of somebody else is like nature. Like I used to go camping and hiking a lot, or just like meditating outside, like taking your shoes off and like just digging your toes in the dirt. Like I found that like the earth's energy and like nature energy recharges me better than anything, because I'm not a terribly social person most of the time. I mean, I can be, but most of the time I would rather avoid social situations because mm-hmm. it gives me terrible anxiety for the most part.
Yeah.
So I've always found that nature is a good place, and like, you know, just hang out mm-hmm. with the trees.
Yeah.
Because they're living energetic beings too. Like, go out in the woods and do an energy trade with a tree. Like, that's something that I've done that works pretty well.
Yeah. Or sometimes for me, like my favorite ways to recharge is like water. Like I love to take showers or
oh, totally.
Like go somewhere with like something to do with water and mm-hmm. basically just immerse my body, go swimming, go to a hot tub, do whatever. That I love like water. It really kind of helps me feel like recharged and cleansed, and helps me just kind of feel like I've gotten myself like, you totally. Know, back on track.
That's something that I've started doing since the last episode we talked about the elements?
Yeah.
Is like my morning shower is like a meditation ritual for me. Like I've started being more mindful of like the physical cleaning also being kind of a like a spiritual cleansing
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah.
But that's something that I've been mindful of since our last episode. And let's see, we've got question five. Have we already done that one?
We kind of, sort of went over that.
How do you deal with energy vampires?
I think that that's just pretty, and that's an easy one. You know, keep yourself protected. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you keep your awareness on and like watch your surroundings. Yep. You know, trust your gut.
Be mindful of like how people and situations make you feel.
Yes, like trust your gut and your instincts. If you're somewhere and you don't feel comfortable or the energy is not right, then remove yourself. Don't allow yourself to be somewhere that you don't feel safe, and remind yourself that you are in control of your own energy. So if you feel like your energy is not right, or that it's being tampered with, or it's not balanced, then you should, you know, put yourself in a place that you're able to kind of reground yourself, whether that's outside, you know, taking a quick walk, you know, splash some water on your face, whatever you need to do, but mainly protect yourself. Just keep your spiritual boundaries nicely protected, with a crystal, or, you know, with spray, or whatever your ritual is. Just make sure that you're always, cleansing your energy and protecting yourself and keeping those boundaries up.
Absolutely. I would even say, like, my biggest ritual right now has been ancestor work, and I always carry like a talisman or something with me that mm-hmm. both, like, in a magical sense protects me, but also like just me wearing it and feeling it kind of keeps me mindful of where I'm putting myself mentally and spiritually.
Yeah.
Next question. We've kind of talked about this, but how do you heal yourself after an energetic attack?
Well, a lot of times it's isolation.
Yes.
I really have to spend a lot of time by myself, reflecting and kind of like rebalancing my mind mm-hmm. and my soul. I like to call it kind of like a spiritual clean out. Mm-hmm. Like you have to take a spiritual inventory of like literally how you feel and where your stance is and where your mental is. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, really decide what it is that's worth keeping and what's worth letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've kind of let go of some baggage and allow yourself to just refocus, you know, that usually kind of helps put things into perspective. And then that really helps to right the energy. Because I feel like I went through a situation literally like just a few weeks ago where my energy kind of was off because I was going through, you know, something like really depressive and really like frustrating and very like just disturbing to my peace. And it took me a couple weeks to kind of like just really like digest it and kind of like take time for myself. And then redirect myself mm-hmm. and then basically get myself back on track, and that made me kind of come out foot first feeling a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it can help too to just put yourself around better energy. Put For yourself sure. around others that are going to maybe fulfill that gap that you may have been compensating for. Like if you've been spending a lot of time really exerting your energy, put yourself around people or energies that are more giving and more more loving and willing to maybe take that load from you, so you don't have to exert that same energy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you can like shift your gears and maybe focus on something else instead of that energy that's been draining you. Like I'm a very giving person, and so for me, being around someone who's giving is actually really relaxing and calming to my energy, because I don't have to exert that. I'm able to actually live in that soft energy and receive and be grateful and mindful and present, because I usually don't get to have that energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's all, those are really good ways of doing it. And I think mine's probably similar, because I definitely isolate myself when I know that when I'm feeling that energetic drain, I isolate myself. Like, I don't answer the phone. I don't answer social media messages. Like, mm-hmm, I don't mm-hmm. interact with physical people
yeah.
outside of my household. And I usually just spend a lot of time with my ancestors and my spirit guides and deities. And, just soak up some sunlight and a lot of meditation and just spiritual work with my ancestors, because they usually are pretty...
Yeah.
Replenishing, and they guide you in the direction you needed to go. Yeah. And definitely being selective about the people that I associate with or hang out with and that kind of thing. Like,
right.
even if it's not somebody that's like a bad person or something. Like, it could just be somebody that you know might be a little bit exhausting to speak to. It's totally okay to not answer the phone and just take your own time. We've already talked about that. How do you identify you're being attacked? It's going to be the way you feel. Like,
Right. Just notice your surroundings, your energy. If you feel like something is off or your mood's changed, you're mm-hmm. not feeling like yourself. If you're feeling like stressed out of nowhere, or you're just starting to feel anxious out of nowhere, like, just assess who you're around and mm-hmm. why you may be feeling that way. A lot of times it can just literally be the environments that you're in or the places that you're being, and you might need to cleanse more. You may need to protect yourself more so you're not being affected as much.
Yes, I agree with that. I would have answered the same way. That's yeah. my exact answer. Tips to strengthen a weakness that I don't know what this question was. Tips, because it was one you came up with last and I didn't quite understand it, but you said tips to strengthen your weaknesses rather than seeking it out in others.
Yes. So usually the reason why someone is siphoning energy, right, is because it's like an energy they don't possess, like kind of what we were saying.
Yeah.
And what I was wanting to basically phrase the question as is more like, you know, how can we redeem those energies from ourselves instead of getting them from others and having yeah. to siphon those energies from others. And what I think it comes down to is like shadow work.
Yeah.
You need to dig deep inside of yourself and realize, and like kind of take some time to go through your own traumas and realize what it is that you need to fix about yourself or heal about yourself in order for you to fulfill those things that you feel that you're missing. A lot of times, whatever it is that you're feeling you miss is really you have that power inside of you, but you're not able to access it due to, you know, a trauma that you're trying to heal or whatever the case may be. And so I think that it all comes down to like shadow work and healing your own traumas.
Totally.
And not only that, but like trusting yourself. Like, you need to be able to truly know yourself and trust yourself to be able to know exactly what you need. And especially when you're in control of your own destinies, your own choices, your own surroundings, you can decipher for yourself how to pick the right places and environments for you mm-hmm. And your energy to reside.
Totally. That's something that I look at whenever I'm working with somebody, is if they're willing to actually help themselves. Like, it can't just be who you're working with that's doing all the work for you. Like, and that goes for like personal stuff too. Like, you have to be willing to like dig down deep in your own darkness, and that's why people become energetic sponges and
right
vampires.
That's where the imbalance comes from.
They're not willing to look at those deep dark places within mm-hmm. themselves, because nobody else can look at that stuff for you. I could guide you as your healer or something, or shamanic practitioner or something, but I can't do that work for you,
right?
And nobody can do that work for me. We have to do that ourselves.
Absolutely.
And yeah, that's pretty much wrapping up this episode. I have to go pick up the kid now, so.
Yeah. We hope that you all enjoyed this episode. I know that like our recordings have kind of been few and far between these last couple of weeks, but I promise that at this point, we're really just trying to record whenever it feels right. We don't want you all to feel like our content is getting too redundant, or that we're not able to really provide that kind of really like just well put together podcast that we would like to provide to you all. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to record whenever it feels right. But
yeah.
I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. If you would like to follow us or give us any feedback, please feel free to find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, at Heathen and the Hedge Podcast. We are excited to kind of share, you know, more of these topics with you all.
Totally.
And once again, we're always thankful for our listeners and the people that do find value in our episodes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we appreciate you guys.
Thank you all so much for being here. And we will catch you on our next podcast. This has been Heathen and the Hedge. I'm Shay.
My name's Merlin.
And we will see you all next time. Blessed be y'all.
Love you guys.
Peace.